Planned Parenthood shuts down two Ohio clinics that do not perform abortions. By Dr. Susan Barry on September 10, 2019. Planned Parenthood is closing down two Ohio clinics that provide birth control, STI, and cancer screenings but not abortions. Officials at Planned Parenthood Southwestern Ohio announced the organization will shut down its clinics in Springdale and Western Hills on September 20. The abortion industry giant is blaming the Trump administration for enforcing the rule that Title X family planning funding is not to be granted to those providers who refer for or perform abortions. Additionally, in 2016, former Ohio Governor John Kasich, R., signed into law a bill that stripped state funding from the organization. The law was recently upheld by a federal court. However, in its continued defense of abortion on demand, Planned Parenthood chose not to comply with the Title X regulations, leaving its patients who use the group for non-abortion care to seek assistance elsewhere in many cases. Planned Parenthood decided not to comply with the federal rule and stopped accepting funding through the federal program that provides family planning help to low-income women and families, the Associated Press reported. Presenting Planned Parenthood as a victim, Kersha Dybul, president of Planned Parenthood Southwest Ohio, said Republican politicians are forcing their health centers to close. While we've been battling sky-high STI rates, politicians like Senator Rob Portman, Representative Steve Chabot, and Gov's Mike DeWine and John Kasich have spent years relentlessly working to chip away at Ohioans' reproductive health care, she said, adding. This is the world they want to see, one where women lose access to birth control, where information about how to access abortion is held hostage, and where, if you don't have money, it's almost impossible to access an STI test or a cancer screening. However, while Planned Parenthood may have abandoned about $60 million in family planning funding because of its commitment to abortion on demand, no Title X funding has been cut from the grant program. Instead, the funds left behind will be distributed to federally qualified health centers that offer more comprehensive health care services and which outnumber Planned Parenthood clinics, 20-1. Any individual who would have chosen an abortion facility for regular health care and family planning services can find another center at getarcare.org.